1269.
Welcome
Hello
to the SDS
and welcome.
Conferencing system.
This is
you are the
SDF
only party in this conference.
Open VoIP. To join the conversation, please dial 929-299-1269. That's 929-299-1269.
One other party is in this conference.
Hello again.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
There are two other parties in this conference.
Hello.
Hey.
So...
Oh, let me mute MPV.
All right.
I don't want feedback. So I'm not sure why the download isn't working.
Me neither. It's also not working for me, so it has to be something wrong with my script. But looks
really I wonder if it's Apache or Windows doing something weird.
I don't know. Maybe.
What was horrible about OpenMic yesterday?
Well, I was transmitting classical music like the other day, and it
mm-hmm.
got like buffering real hard for me in my end. I don't know in up there how it was, but for me it was horrible. And also in SSH, the latency was so high that STF just kicked me off as SSH with COM mode open. And come mode bug it, and I couldn't join anymore.
Huh.
Yeah, it thought that it was itself in the same channel, and it just tells you, do you have another terminal in the same room? Didn't let me join.
I think you can tell it to drop the other session.
Yeah, but it dropped it itself, because it was itself.
Oh, I've had that happen a couple times, and I just have to leave it for, like, a day.
Yeah, until you get another TTY.
Or log into another account.
Well, yeah, or another host.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a ARPA status?
Yes.
Hmm.
$6.
I'd say it's worth it.
Yeah, it is. Alright. So... Fuck, I want that server so hot.
Yeah, I don't know where you would put it.
Yeah. Just in the table for a while and then build something out of wood. Plywood.
Mm-hmm.
I have some plywood. Plywood. Not enough. Well, I guess I'll just buy.
Yeah, the building some kind of rack would be ideal, but if you have that, any like a shelf or somewhere just to put it where it's out of the way for now, it's going to be good.
I got shelves, but they are not big enough, long enough.
Mm-hmm. You can put it on horizontally, like the last one you showed, that the black metal one, I think it was.
Yes. But that's another
room
without Ethernet.
Right. Right, unless you got like a Wi-Fi bridge or something.
Yeah, but a server over Wi-Fi, are you kidding me?
Not good.
Like, what the heck?
I've gotten away with that before. It wasn't good, but it worked for the couple days I needed it.
Yeah, sure, it works, but it sucks.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Yeah, I don't know what a good solution is other than doing Ethernet through the wall.
Yeah. I mean, I have to do it anyways for the WAPs.
Mm-hmm.
At 10. Oh, look.
Those are SATA?
Yeah, always.
Okay.
You know what would be really cool? To
mm-hmm.
choose what to cache in RAM. Like, tell Linux to cache a directory, a specific directory.
I don't know if you can tell it specifically what to cache, but you can set up swap and then increase the swappiness so that it uses more or less of swap instead of RAM.
Yeah, but when will it cache a file? Like, when it gets read it one time, the next one will be faster because it's cached. But what if I want to tell... What? Sorry?
I think it might be partly application-specific, but I know certain system files that get accessed a lot will be cached.
Yeah. But I would like to tell Linux to cache a specific directory, so at every time it's just instant, doesn't have to seek the drive.
Let me look that up.
Oh, thanks. Well, I could too, but...
There are three other parties in this conference.
Tell the kernel to strongly cache a particular directory.
Yes.
Who joined?
This is Glofu. I'm guessing
oh.
it's
oh, hey.
On ARC20.
Mm-hmm.
Are you calling from the Model 500?
Yep. Yep, from the rotary phone.
Cool.
All right, I sent you an article someone did on, or a question with an answer from someone on Ask Ubuntu, and I think it said that there has no positive answer. Linux does not provide any mechanism to specify how much metadata and data to cache on a per directory basis for file systems like ext234, XFS, etc.
Right.
But there's also read ahead, which I think you can do file system wide, and like it's something that the RAID card and the server itself would handle. And so commonly accessed stripes of data on the disk would be cached in memory.
We'll need a lot of RAM for that.
It's not that bad. It handles it pretty well, in my experience at least.
Yeah, but the more RAM you have, the better, I guess.
Yeah, until you start having so many sticks populated that the maximum RAM speed starts going down.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
The current optimal configuration for me is 48 gigabytes, and those are all 8 gig sticks. And so that gives me 1.3 gigahertz of memory frequency speed. And that's plenty.
Yeah, that's a good number.
It's not very fast, but when you have 6 channels at that speed, it's pretty good.
6 channels, yeah. Does VoIP have video?
Hmm? Oh. There's no video, but we have been, or last night, we were experimenting with Jitsi.
Which is?
It's like a voice and video call conference system. I think Guofu would be able to tell you more than I could.
Oh, yeah, I could. So Jitsi is, Angel, have you used Zoom or WebEx for anything school-related or non-school-related?
I haven't.
Yeah, so they're video conference software, and actually they're better than how Jitsi is configured on SDF right now, because you can make a SIP video call to get into a Zoom or WebEx meeting, whereas Jitsi, you can do that, but there's some other configuration. But anyway, so there's either in a browser or with a Jitsi mobile app, you join a video conference meeting, you know, turn on your microphone or not your microphone and camera, and then just like, I guess, so Zoom wouldn't work as a comparison. Just you see five little pictures in your window of different users, or you might be able to adjust the settings so you see one person at a time, probably whoever's talking. And the thing that makes it better than Zoom and WebEx is it's distributed and open source, and you know, you don't have to pay for a licensing plan, and no one's spying on you or anything. But there is Jitsi bombing. I've had Zoom bombing. I've seen Zoom bombing happen where people hack into a meeting and then, you know, type in random letters in the chat box and so on. But anyway, I hope that answers your initial question.
There are 3 other parties in this conference.
Who just joined?
Yeah, the IT crashed.
Okay, so I guess I need to answer your question again.
Yeah, please. Sorry.
Sure. So Jitsi is an open source distributed video conferencing software. I've created this Open VoIP room. Did that work? Open VoIP with password Dolphin, Kim?
Yeah, that worked.
And well, I guess now everyone on Anon Radio knows. Oh well. anyway, so we could do that now or at some point. Anyway, with Jitsi. It's, you know, a video conferencing tool, and you can download an Android client or just go in a browser and open up jitsi.sdf.org and then the meeting and password. Turn on camera and microphone and then talk through that and see each other at the same time. But I think what we did in Open VoIP is stay on our phones and mute Jitsi but still have the camera on.
Well, that's really interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a lot better than Zoom or WebEx or other tools that require paid plans and are centralized and, you know, all the other stuff.
Can you type the name for me, I guess?
Oh, do you want me here? I think I have it in... honestly, if you have a browser, I think that's all you need for Jitsi. Jitsi.sdf.org meeting Open
VoIP 929-299-1269.
Password.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had any. I've only had one time where someone got into VoIP and did something malicious, and they were just doing a whole bunch of audio feedback on multiple calls at once. And so if you joined, your ears would just be blasted with noise, and you had to leave. And they were only there one time, and I never heard them again.
Huh. Maybe that was the same script kitty who was being a pain the previous time.
I don't know, but I also wonder if it was some issue with a bridge or something like that.
Oh, okay. So, not necessarily some bad actor, but just the system breaking down. Yeah, I'll try pulling up Jitsi here, Jitsi Meet. I have on Android. Yeah, open VoIP. Yeah, it's capital O, P-E-N, capital V, O, lowercase O, capital I-P. Yeah, I'm the only one in the meeting. Add password, lobby mode. Oh, come on. Don't flip the switch back on me. Stay set. Okay. Okay, yeah, I have the meeting open, Cam, and Angel, if you want to join. Again, Angel, if you have a web browser that where you can open jitsi.sdf.org and just type in that meeting, you should be able to join.
All right, let me try. What meeting, though? Does it have a
I typed in the Anon Radio channel. Which one?
Oh, okay. Password.
I think I'm the only one right now.
Can you see me? Cam?
No.
Yeah, there's one. Oh. That person. Let's see.
Passwords.
Yeah, there's one other person in the meeting that I set up.
I don't think I'm in your meeting.
Oh, okay.
What was the name of it?
Capital O, lowercase P-E-N. It's in Anon Radio. Open O. VoIP.
That's what I had typed in.
Let me see if I can share this. Can I share it? Invite someone.
Oh, there it goes.
Oh, you got in?
I had started a meeting and not joined.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, wow, so nobody, whoever nobody is.
How do I stop my camera?
Yeah, I think there's a little icon at the bottom of the mobile client. Can you see me?
Yeah, I see you.
Yeah, green phone. Yeah, I don't know if you saw before. This was the nightstand, and there's the rotary phone. Again, that might be damaged.
A nice shade of green.
Yeah, it's avocado green, they called it. And Jasmine said, that's the first one people threw out. I thought.
Right. Do you see my camera?
Oh, I think you're on. Yeah, I see what looks like the lights of your super awesome computer. Hey, what's up?
So, this is me.
Nice. Angel, did you see the, this is the rotary phone?
Oh, yeah, I did.
And then, Touchtone 150 Goodwill phone and $1. Clock radio, and then new and improved with Google Voice, our old cordless system. That thing. That was sitting in the closet for, I don't know, 5 years, and then I realize there's this thing called Google Voice, and you know,
open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Is that your bedroom, and you have your computer set up?
No, it's my studio.
Nice.
Things.
Not a dolphin. There's one user, nobody, and then not a dolphin. Are you joined in, Kim?
Yeah, I'm in right now. I don't have my camera on, but
gotcha.
I can't figure out how to do the controls.
Are you in the mobile client or browser?
I'm on browser client.
Browser client. Let me pull that up on a computer that doesn't have a webcam, just so I can help out. Oh, and this is probably your favorite thing. This was not as... Oh, I see a kitty. Good kitty. Happy kitty. Meow.
That's a good cat.
Yeah, this thing was not expensive at all, contrary to what you would think.
The EP44?
It's a TI Silent 700.
Oh,
that
right, the EP44 is the different keyboard.
Yeah, and that one was also pretty cheap, like $50 or $60 for both of those. And they get a lot more use than I ever expected. I thought, you know.
Oh, so my camera is on.
Yes, and yeah, I see the cat. The cat is enjoying him or her.
That's not my camera.
Oh, that's somebody else's camera.
That's not a dolphin.
Oh, okay. So, who are you, not a dolphin? Okay.
I had my camera on just for a second. It was pointed up at the ceiling. I closed the little flap now.
I guess the cat's happy to be on SDF. So this is the open source future of video conferencing right here.
I'm surprised how well it runs.
Yeah. Is it really running on SDF?
Yeah, it is. It's hosted. So it's jitsi.sdf.org. So it's hosted there. I expect it to be a much bigger
jitsi. Latency and stuff.
Go back. There's a list of allow ask to join, enter your name, John to enter meeting password, certain animals that like to squirt water at each other. Now, dolphins are the dogs of the sea, really. Okay. So I'm in an camera. Okay, so I think I see what to do. So Cam, if you move your cursor down to the bottom of the screen, you should see moderator rights come on.
Oh, I know what's happening.
Yep.
So my I have a plugin that changes some of the JavaScript CSS to make all the pages dark, and it was messing up the controls.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, so I'm logged in two places, and I'll maybe move the camera. Looks a lot better. Yeah, somebody's cat's turned its face towards the camera and kind of away. I'm not sure who.
But who is this user?
Yeah, I asked an ad on radio. Maybe it's just someone saw that there was the Jitsi meeting, but they would have had to have the password. Yeah, I
well,
know.
it was post. We mentioned it here, and we mentioned it in an on radio
oh,
in the
true.
Com
Open
channel.
So,
929-299-1269.
Anybody could have extrapolated and figured that out.
Yeah, maybe a listener decided to have their cat spy on our meeting, our secret super show. Cam, have you seen True Stories and On Hell? It's a movie by David Byrne and the Talking Heads, so I guess we're famous in the 80s, but it...
No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it takes place in the Dallas-Fort Worth suburbs, and it's kind of... well, kind of. It is absurdist and based on tabloids and just, I guess, lampooning a lot of the memes of the era. Yeah, and it's on YouTube. If you two want to watch it at some point, I can post the link. Any luck, Cam, with your camera?
Well, I can get it to show just fine, but I don't really want to turn it on at the moment.
Oh, okay, okay, that's fine. Just curious. Yeah, that works pretty well. True Stories.
I guess it's better here than on like a Discord call or something like that.
Yeah. I can come back and bring the cat. I don't know if you've not a dolphin, just flipped on. Oh, back to the kitty. Okay, not a dolphin. Yeah, who doesn't identify themselves. Yeah, I'll be right back. I might set the handset down and then go bring the cat real quick.
So...
Actually, I think I'm just going to take the camera to the cat instead. You know how cats are.
Cat reveal. Hi, kitty. That's a good cat.
Yeah.
I don't know where my cats are at right now.
I can bring my dog here, but...
Okay, so hopefully you all saw my cat.
Yes, we did. It's a good kitty.
Yeah. Yeah, she's more talkative than that. Normally quite wired.
I don't know where my cats are at right now. They're probably sleeping upstairs.
Gotta sleep during the day. A very hard life.
On one hand, I wouldn't mind sleeping like half my life, but on the other hand, you'd miss so much of it.
Yeah. What is it? Someone said my roommate just eats food, sleeps, never pays rent. Referring to the cat. Yeah, so David Byrne led the band, or formed the band, the Talking Heads, and he's just going through this small town that blooms into a suburb because, you know, of oil money and credit and easy credit in the 80s, and he's driving this red convertible, and they just stop and stop at some points in between visiting parts of the town, and... we'll just intentionally mispronounce things. You know, we're going to have our celebration of specialness. They call some drivers marshmallows.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
I used to get in trouble years ago in grade school for mispronouncing things on purpose.
How horrible the youth are these days.
I agree.
The kids with their not rationalizing their denominators and mispronouncing things to be funny.
They call me the boomer.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Anjo.
They call me the boomer.
Oh, gotcha. There we go. I just shared that. Have either of you guys seen Primer? It's a film. It was a super low-budget movie. All these movies, for some reason, thinking of Texas movies.
Budget.
Oh, yeah, it's about time travel. And this group of engineers who built a time machine successfully, and the key thing is figuring out the path of time during the course of you know, the space-time continuum that they travel through the film. But it cost something like $8,000 to make the whole movie, and it got a ton of awards.
8,000?
Yep, $8,000 US. And a lot of it was filmed also in Dallas-Fort Worth, I think in University of Texas Arlington, which is kind of in between Dallas and Fort Worth.
But $8,000, that's nothing.
Oh, no, it's nothing. So we can all be home filmmakers and strike it big, since it'll always happen for everyone. But a very thoughtful and carefully produced movie.
Is that?
Uh-oh, someone's rickrolling, moving. Someone just rickrolled us on Jitsi.
Where? Oh.
Yeah.
Who's this person? Someone's screen sharing.
Yeah.
Oh, someone's sharing a YouTube video.
It's Rick Astley. Yeah, it's
yep.
Rick.
We have a memer.
Yep,
here
we go.
Someone has hacked our Jitsi meeting and filled it with memes.
Yeah. Let's see how I can boot this person.
Can you?
Can I? Mute everyone. Oh, or maybe they got it, you know, through... It's someone trying to be funny through an radio.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. As long as it's not playing audio, I wouldn't... kick him out.
Yeah,
I guess funny.
It's at the top. Oh, no, it's buffering.
Oh, I can kick him out. Should I do that?
Oh, nice.
Oop. Goodbye. Goodbye. Said kick out. Do I want to kick out that participant? Sure do.
If you were wondering, is this the secret of my quality audio? My condenser microphone. Yeah. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I tried booting the person from Jitsi, and they are still there. Do I want to kick out that participant? Yeah. I don't know if the Rickroll stopped. Is that OBS you're using? I see this when it mutes. I see, or no, maybe that's just the Jitsi symbol.
No, it's OBS.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So you can do things to come around.
Oh.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
That's cool. I wonder if screen shares will work on my end. Oh, shoot.
Yeah, it might be. Wait, is that Boeing and eBay, the stuff you're about to get?
No, it's for $80. Like.
Which is $80?
8 terabytes, 7 wall for $80.
Oh, yeah, I moved to here. Oh, okay, now I can see your screen share. 8 terabyte hard drive. And this is Cam. Yep, I see Cam. On Hell. Not a dolphin.
Okay. I guess that works.
Does it?
Is it no longer sharing? Oh, it's still sharing my screen, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I think I see Angel's screen up.
Yeah, and I have WSL.
Block. It's... How do I make it stop sharing my screen?
Maybe three dots. Here, I'll... Speaking of that, I'll try... going back to the desktop client, Jitsi meetings, jitsi.sdf.org.
Well, I have screen sharing blocked. I'm getting messages from people. I'm going to quit Discord so that those don't get shown. I don't think it's sharing it live at the moment.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it. John 2, join the meeting. Failed to access camera. Well, that's funny because there is no camera on this PC. Oh, 1 second.
I guess leaving and rejoining will make sure the camera stay or the screen share stays off.
I always have so much stuff open.
I never have a whole lot of stuff. Like, I might have 4 windows at the most.
Across several
Join.
Desktops.
Yeah, I'll watch the. I'll check out the videos you sent Guofu and probably tonight. I think he has the phone down. Ooh. The video quality there is lacking.
Lacking mine?
Yeah, I can send you a screenshot of what it looks like.
Oh, look, Visual Studio. Send this. Great. Oh, God. Okay, it could be worse. It could be worse.
Yeah, it could be.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Guofu is sharing his terminal window.
IUTTY, that's doing the real teletype, a Linux console, a Linux teletype.
Someone left and rejoined us with the name Sometimes a Dolphin.
Yeah.
And I think Guofu left, actually.
Yeah, I left.
You have a lot of stuff installed.
Oh yeah, I do. Some games, programming stuff, MATLAB.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see this much these days. 3D modeling, video, picture editing. And this is just random stuff.
Hmm. I don't like putting things on my desktop.
Yeah, my desktop isn't really visible. I just launch things from the start menu.
Like, I may have one or two things in a bar, but I never put stuff on the desktop. I just use a launcher to search for the names.
Yeah. So my network reduces to a router and just whatever is connected to it. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I need WAPs. WAPs and stuff.
One of the issues I have with having so much stuff on the desktop is everyone can see what you have installed if you're doing a screen share.
Yeah, but why is the problem? What is the problem with that?
I guess it's not really a problem, but it just seems weird to me.
I mean, this is not everything that you have installed. It's just a fraction. It doesn't fit on.
Yeah. I guess it's often because people will ask about it or they'll be like, why are you using that? You should use this instead.
Yeah, but I just ignore that.
Mm-hmm.
Only 5 gigabytes of C++.
Hmm.
Oh. Here's a list of all the things I want to buy this year. So you have the WAPs, switch. Server, drives, 10 gig stuff, and modem, telephone stuff.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
ArfNet.
Cool name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not very, you know.
You're gonna buy ARF20.com?
Yeah.
I wonder how much that is.
Like $30 for 3 years. Not a lot. $7 a year? Well, euros.
Depends on the service provider, or the, so the best 3-year value is from OVH for $8.
It's only $1 here, 3 years.
I wonder how much it would cost from SDF's domain hosting.
Well, I don't know. But that would be a subdomain of SDF.org, right?
No, I'm pretty sure they can host top-level domains.
Oh. Well, that's interesting.
Or not host, but, like, provide them. I don't know how they do it, but I think it's probably because they've been around so long, they have enough, they have some kind of power over that.
Yeah. From 1985.
87.
87.
I think.
DNS was already a thing in the 87, right?
What was?
DNS. It was already a thing in the 87.
I don't think so.
No?
Eighty-three. Jeez, wow.
Yeah.
So that was in like the DSL time, I'm pretty sure.
Or earlier.
Were there the IP protocols back then, like IPv4, the way we know it today? I don't think there was IPv4 then. Was there? '83, so yeah, it came around the same time as or DNS came around the same time as IPv4. So that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh wait, no, introduced it in the 81.
Hmm.
And TCP.
TCP is probably older. Maybe not.
One year.
Ooh, when you scroll, the video quality is horrible.
Yeah, that's expected. The same effect on, like, if I play, like, video got
Someone just sent a message in a server at everyone. If you own an Intel Mac, please ping me in hashtag dev. I have some binaries.
Open VoIP 929. Who uses a Mac for SDR stuff?
That's in the
that's me,
SDR++. I mean, you wouldn't have to get binaries from them. You could just compile it yourself on the Mac, because the source code is public.
Yeah, that's the thing you will do. God damn it. I just want a random pixel video.
Oh, the random pixel?
Yeah.
I have I don't know how you do that on Windows, but on Linux I know how. You sent me the thing a little while back.
Like with FFmpeg, right?
And that's something like that.
Yeah, but there is no random Windows. Or is it?
No, it's not in Windows.
API. Well, yeah, but that's not a file.
No, Windows doesn't follow the Unix standards as far as like files and like in Unix like everything's a file, but in Windows it's not. Windows does shady stuff.
Could be. Well, comports there might, are files.
I'm sure you could create a file that gives you random data.
Yeah.
Oh, you should show us some of your radio equipment.
All right. So, okay, let me grab. I don't have the Nano VNA here right now. It's in the high school, and the Raspberry Pi 4 is also there, prepared to be installed. Apparently installed on a NOAA gun station. Right, this is the SDR back. The actual SDR B3 with HF. Direct branch mode thing.
What's the range?
500 kilohertz from what? 500 kilohertz to 1.7 gigahertz, I think.
Oh, that's really good. Mine doesn't go any higher than 96, or sorry, mine doesn't go any lower than 96 megahertz.
Oh. Yeah, but my SDR, it's not really meant to go that low. It can go that low, but it's not meant for that. And this is a NOAA LNA. I haven't tried yet. Lack of time.
If maybe mine would go low enough if I had a good antenna. It might be worth trying to at least jerry-rig some long things just to try it.
Yeah.
What was the thing you were showing?
This is the LNA, low noise amplifier, for NOAA.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that's for the weather satellites?
Yes.
Okay.
137 megahertz. I got some. This is for FM, and this is for 33 centimeters, I think.
What kind of antennas are those? Are those,
I actually have no idea.
Thank you for listening to Open VoIP.